As you no doubt know, the weather tops the information today. But other things are going on as well. The Springfield DPW says goodbye to someone special. Springfield Museums announced a new director of development. And it may be freezing out, but open burning season is about to begin, ironically enough.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, the French toast weather is upon us. Get the milk, the eggs, the batteries, the water, etc. I'll never really understand the snow stereo, but to each his own. And this will be the focus today. The snow followed by curiously warm temperatures and then some rain. As usual, our rural areas will get the top number of the expected accumulation. City and suburb dwellers, a little less. And we have cancellations and parking bans popping up everywhere at this point. This is the norm. Now, I will identify the few that I have at present, but I would sternly suggest that you contact any agency or service to find out if they're open and available today for any appointments or objectives that you may have. Here is the forecast. Morning snow, sleet, and rain, then afternoon rain and snow showers and windy. And we'll have winds and a high between 40 and 44 degrees. Now for tonight, a chance of evening snow, some showers, mostly cloudy, and breezy, the low 16 to 20. Now, due to the anticipated winter storm, the city of Springfield will be enforcing a citywide parking ban. As of 7 p.m., it began last night. The parking ban regulations are as follows. No parking on the even side of the street from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. No parking on the odd side of the street from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And on behalf of the City of Springfield's Department of Public Works, I'll speak for them. We thank you for your cooperation and assistance with this matter. Notification will be sent when the parking ban concludes for the storm. Now, at Chicopee, a winter parking ban is already underway, and it will be in effect until tonight at 8 p.m. Please do not park on the main roads or on the outside of secondary roads. Here's an example. You can park in front of a house labeled 78, but not 77. Department of Public Works DPW Director Chris Signoli and the DPW Solid Waste crews were saddened to hear of the passing of Putnam Vocational High School student David Pedroza. David fought a brave and courageous battle against cancer. In November of 2020, Mayor Sarno, DPW Director Signoli, and Solid Waste crews honored David as he was battling his second bout with cancer. As a lifetime honorary member of the Springfield Department of Public Works Sanitation Department, it was his dream to one day work for his hometown's DPW as a truck driver. Mayor Sarno, Director Signoli, and the crews presented David with an honorary plaque and his very own DPW vest. Mayor Sarno also presented David with a mayoral citation recognizing and honoring him for his schoolwork and for his perseverance. The Springfield Mayor sends an early Valentine to Eversource and to others. Mayor Dominic Sarno is grateful to both residents and Eversource officials and crews for reporting and responding to streetlight outages. The mayor provided an update on progress toward addressing streetlight outages following meetings with Eversource last month. Residents were also encouraged to utilize Eversource reporting system as well as contact the city to report streetlights being out. The Springfield Museums very pleased to announce that Emily Suprina of Longmeadow, Mass. Has joined the staff as Director of Development. Suprina arrives at the museums ready to build a strong development team as the museums focus on their new strategic plan, including the objective of long-term fiscal sustainability. Suprina worked her way quickly up the ladder at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. She began her career as the Assistant Director of External Affairs for Communication and Events. Emily was selected for the position of Assistant Director of Development, and a year later was promoted to Associate Director of Development. Mayor Sarno supporting Governor Charlie Baker, Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito, and HHS Secretary Mary Lou Sutters, their efforts on following through on his request on opening a second COVID-19 testing site and providing much-needed relief to the AMR testing site at the Eastfield Mall. The Tech Park COVID-19 testing site will be open today, and hours of operation will be as follows. Monday through Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, in this deep freeze we're in, was the first day to apply for open burning permits in the Pioneer Valley. Well, that's one way to keep warm. Open burning permission only applies to debris on your property, and no burning is allowed closer than 75 feet from any building. If open burning is allowed in your community, you must contact your local fire department to obtain an open burning permit in advance. You will not find any links on the state website for open burning permits. You have to contact your local fire department directly. Open burning permits are issued at the local level based on local conditions. Now here are some conditions, in fact. Open burning must be done between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., January 15 to May 1, at least 75 feet, as aforementioned, from all dwellings. As close as possible to the source of material being burned. When air quality is acceptable for burning, call the Mass DEP Air Quality Hotline, and that number is 800-882-1497, 800-882-1497, or visit Mass Air online to find out if it is. Now, don't worry about any of these restrictions in Springfield, in West Springfield, and in Holyoke, because you can't do it anyway. No open burning there at any time. All right, we'll hold here as we spend the rest of today slogging through the, well, grab bag of precipitation, snow and freezing rain and all of that good stuff. And we'll be back bright and early on Tuesday morning with our next program. We'll be up online at 6 a.m. and available on demand throughout the day here at Pioneer Valley Radio. And we'll also be joined tomorrow by our ArtsBeat reporter, Mark Auerbach. I hope you'll be with us for that program. This is Brad Shepherd Today, a service of Pioneer Valley Radio. We will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.